Fairbanks firefighters were dispatched to an area off Mini Street after they got a report of a possible fire around 4:40 a.m. They called for backup when they arrived at a house on the 300 block and saw smoke coming out of the attic. When they entered the burning home, firefighters found a man who was unresponsive and later identified as Lee Charles Farstad. They brought Farstad outside and administered CPR and other treatment, then took him to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital where he was declared dead. A city news release says firefighters from three agencies extinguished the blaze in about 45 minutes, and it says the house's interior was heavily damaged by smoke and fire. City spokeswoman Teal Soden says fire investigators examining the scene discovered the home didn't have any functioning smoke alarms.
And so it's very likely that that very much contributed to his death.
Soden said Tuesday afternoon that she hopes the fatal fire will serve as a reminder of the need to check fire and smoke alarms and replace their batteries on a regular basis.
The fire department suggests that people check their smoke alarms regularly, but folks should also get into the habit of changing their smoke detector batteries on daylight saving time twice a year. It's just a good habit to get into.
Personnel and equipment from the Fort Wainwright and University firefighters also responded, as did Fairbanks Police. Soden says Fairbanks Deputy Fire Marshal Moira Townsend is looking into the cause of the blaze with help from a University fire investigator and city police. Townsend asks anyone who has information on the fire to call her at 450-6614. For KUAC News, I'm Tim Ellis.